Welcome to Air Canada non-stop service Toronto to Paris. Our flying time today is an estimated 7 hours 20 minutes. Please check that your seatbelt is fastened and that your chair back is in the upright position. We'll be taking off shortly. Kate?
Yes?
Are you prepared to have a pleasant flight?
Yes.
Tell me, Kate, what are you thinking about?
Twisted steel. Bonfire, naked baby screaming for his mother.
Kate, what happened to your little stone cottage? Picture it now.
Okay. Oh my God!
And don't forget your takeoff mantra. What are the words you chant softly in your head?
We're going down. Okay. I love Paris in the springtime. Hello? You know, I really think you gave me the wrong mantra.
Oh?
Yeah. I don't love Paris. I don't like the French, and I don't really want to go on this trip. Oh. God, no.
Kate, you can do this.
I can't do this.
Kate, your full refund.
Thank you. You can still get the money back on my ticket.
Money's not the issue, Kate. What I wanted was for you to come with me to experience. What? Is that them?
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't want to see my family tonight.
They don't want to see your family.
That's true. Have you noticed how since we're engaged, they don't even knock anymore?
Well, they love you. They care about you. You know, in my family, all you get is that unsigned birthday card.
Kate,
that's it.
Kate, come to Paris with me. Look, I'll give you 10 milligrams of Valium, a shot of Stoli, and we'll be there before you know it. God, how can you not want to go to Paris? You're a history teacher. Shame on you.
Charlie, the French. You know, they hate us. They smoke. They have a whole relationship to dairy products, which I don't understand.
Hey, there's something wrong with the cable. I can't get the game.
Is the box set on 3?
We compare us to the man you love.
Suture demonstrations.
Midnight strolls.
Medicare meetings.
The Eiffel Tower.
I'd love to see the Eiffel Tower.
Okay, then.
Great.
Charlie. I'm not supposed to leave the country until my immigration interview.
I'm taking that.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can make something up. They'll never know. You tell them your cousin Bridget, she fell in the Seine.
They'll find out that I don't have a cousin Bridget and they'll deport me. It's like the one time in my life I smoked pot. I didn't want to do it in the first place. I had a horrible time once I did it. And then Ronnie Templeton's little brother called the police and we all got arrested. The one time I ever did anything illegal.
They put cheese on both pizzas. Herb, this is you, isn't it? You didn't check. Take the pizza back. You know Kate hates cheese.
It's okay. I'll pick it off, really.
Kate, here's a list of stuff I want from Paris.
No, forget it. Kate's not going to Paris.
I'm not going.
Why not? Is it the French thing?
No, it's the flying thing.
No, it's not the French thing, and it's not the flying thing. I'm not supposed to leave the country until my Canadian citizenship comes through.
Hey, hon, we gotta move at the plane.
Whoa, Kate. I almost forgot. The Merediths have put their house on the market.
Why are we looking at a house we can't afford?
Charlie.
Huh?
There's something I have to tell you. Since I turned 21,
I've been putting money aside every week my whole adult life into a savings account, which I then rolled into high-yield term deposits with interest rates close to 14%.
What are you talking about?
I've made us a nest egg.
How many eggs?
45,782 eggs.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
I wanted it to be a surprise.
It's a surprise. It's a big surprise.
So, with a little help from your parents, we could probably afford this.
My whole life is passing before my eyes, and we don't even have children yet.
With me.
Hi, right on time. Save me from the news.
Bonsoir, Shetty.
Hey. Hi, how's it going?
Good. Just one conference after another, but this city, it's amazing, Kate. It's so beautiful, it just casts a spell.
How was dinner?
They used this sauce. It had a taste I've never experienced. C'est incroyable.
Oh, Charlie, the sauces have to be incroyable to cover up the horse meat. Oh. I saw the segment on 60 Minutes.
Hon, you keep watching all those shows you watch, and you won't be able to leave the house.
Hey,
I can't really talk right now. I'm with some of the guys at this very hip club. I can't hear you too well.
Sweetie Pie, I really need to talk to you about the house.
I know. I promise you, tomorrow. I gotta go on. Love you. Bye.
So I talked to the broker, and I told her we are ready to put in an offer as soon as I talk to Charlie.
You guys are crazy. I'm never going to buy a house or anything else worth anything.
Why not?
Because you think you own something like that when really it winds up owning you. It becomes your entire life, and then one night someone forgets to put out their cigarette and it all burns to the ground.
Honey, hello?
Kate!
Yeah, it's me, Charlie. Are you all right? Is something wrong?
No. Yeah, something's happened.
What's wrong?
Kate, I'm just
so happy, you know. I'm just so happy and so fucked up. I fucked up, definitely. But it's destiny, Kate. It's what it is.
What? What are you saying? What's destiny?
Destiny? Yeah, oh, Kate. Well, I met this woman, this apparition, this goddess.
Goddess?
It's French for goddess. And so is she, Kate. She's French. I've never, ever felt this way before. I mean, like, I could do anything. I could rule the world.
Climb the highest mountain, you know. I could walk into a men's room and pee, even with some big guy, you know, waiting in line behind me.
What? What are you saying? Charlie, are you,
Kate, I'm not coming back. I'm in love, Kate.
Love, like in a sonnet. Or in a movie, or
like love. I'm sorry, Kate.
I'm so sorry.
Charlie?
Welcome to Air Canada, non-stop service Toronto to Paris. Our flying time today is an estimated 7 hours 20 minutes. Please make sure that your seat belt is fastened and that your chair is back in the upright seat. We'll be taking off shortly. We hope you have a pleasant flight.
Je veux simplement voir votre carte d'embarquement.
Écoutez, mon siège est là-bas.
Côté couloir, là-bas. Ah, voilà, Macar.
Vous êtes content?
Oh, merde.
Vous avez la 33B. Un petit peu plus loin.
Au milieu.
D'accord.
I hate Paris in the springtime. I hate Paris in the fall. In the summer, it says I hate Paris in the winter when it gets. I hate Paris, so why do I hate Paris? Because my love is there with his select girlfriend.
It's my first time flying, I'm just kind of nervous. First time. You speak any English? Did your mother ever teach you about staring?
But do you think the plane is going to crash and we are all on the ground in 1,000 pieces dead? I promise you, if it happens, you won't feel a thing.
You're French, aren't you?
Duc Tessier. I'm curious, how have you got around your whole life, or do you just stay in your house with the doors locked?
I get around as nature intended, in a car.
Nous rappelons à nos voyageurs que l'usage des appareils électroniques est interdit durant le décollage de l'appareil.
What was that? What did she say? That sounded serious.
The pilot says there's a crack in the engine, but not to worry, he'd take off anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remember that the use of cellular phones and other electronic devices is forbidden during takeoff.
You know, I don't know what they taught you in France, but rude and interesting are not the same thing.
We hope you enjoy the flight.
Okay.
Folks, we're about third in line for takeoff. So just relax. We should be in the air in just a couple of minutes.
Look, I've almost got the stone cottage going, so could you please stop looking at me?
It's incredible.
What?
Yeah, every muscle in your body is tense. Even the lids of your eyes. Your nostrils are closing up. How do you do that? Me, I love to fly. Especially this moment. The plane getting ready to charge the runway. The engines screaming. The pressure building. The force of it slams you back in the seat. And then, whoosh, you are in the air. Everything else is behind you. There's only one other place in life where I feel this kind of exhilaration.
Oh, yeah, where's that?
Is that
No, don't tell me. Just let me guess.
Flight attendants, prepare for takeoff.
Oh, God. I don't think I can do this.
Do you ever think that maybe it is not the airplane?
What's not the airplane?
That maybe it is something else you are afraid of.
What are you talking about?
Do I have to say it?
Am I going to be able to stop you?
Because it is obvious to me. It is not the plane you are afraid of. I know your type.
What type is that?
You are afraid to live.
Oh,
really,
God.
Live. Wait, you are afraid of life. You are afraid of love. You are afraid of sex.
That is ridiculous.
I can tell from looking at your face and the way you dressed with your little white buttons all the way up here. You're the kind of woman in bed. You're waiting under the covers. The light is going off, and then, like a rabbit.
What is the matter with you?
I know this.
You don't know me. You don't know anything about me. You don't know what I do.
You are afraid.
And Charlie never complains.
You're going to be with us.
It was a couple of months where I just didn't feel like it. But that was a long time ago when I was in between teaching jobs. Yes. And for you to sit there with that smug expression and tell me that I have a problem with my life and my family. Look at you. You're just a nicotine saturated. I'm sorry to say hi, Jim.
Frenchman. Oh.
Look, what a fantastic view, huh? Now, if you will excuse me, I must go do as nature intended.
Pardon, monsieur.
Vous ne devez pas fumer
ici. Alors, donnez-moi deux verres et des glaçons.
Oui, oui.
Luke. You want to ask me something or no?
No, forget it.
I forget already.
This is the thing. When we were taking off and you said all that stuff, did you mean it or were you just trying to make me angry? I mean, do I look like the kind of person who doesn't know how to have a good time?
You were how old when you lost it?
It? What it?
No, it, your flower.
My flower? Oh. Flower is none of your business.
No, I ask you because, you know, some people, they rush toward the fateful moment. Their body is bursting to discover. Others, they guard it like some precious gift, and they wait and wait and wait.
You, I suppose, rushed.
Like a bull.
Yeah, I have a picture in my mind. It's very clear.
A young bull.
How young?
13.
13?
No, you are right. I was 12. Magda, she was a putain, prostitute. She lived just outside of my town, just by a little bridge. She was not beautiful, but she had this mouth. Oh, there was another world waiting there. But I did not have the money for the kissing, only for the, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Well, to kiss a prostitute, it costs more. It has always been.
Oh, well, that makes sense. The kiss is so intimate. I mean, you could probably disconnect from everything else, but a kiss. Two people's lips together, their breath, a little bit of their souls. All I mean is that a kiss is where the romance is.
Oh, yeah, that is what I thought back then. So the next day, I stole 50 francs from my brother Antoine, and I went back and I kissed Margaret for half an hour. It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now you.
Now me what?
It is your turn, I tell you. Now you tell me. I am all ears.
All right, yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't rush. You were right, but I didn't hide from it either. I wanted it to be great. I was 18. Jeff the Jock. My basement. Valentine's Day. Jeopardy in the background. It's a game show on TV.
Mm-hmm. Jeopardy, we have it.
Jeff said it would last longer with the show on to distract him. He got all the answers wrong except for sports. At Double Jeopardy, he was done. At Final Jeopardy, he was on his way home. So, yeah, the first time was bad. But since then, it's been mainly good, and then I found somebody special, so it was great. Can I ask you something? Do you believe in love, the kind that lasts forever?
I loved my mother.
No. Everybody loves their mother. Even people who hate their mothers love their mothers. The question is, one man meant for one woman. That is the question.
But it is not an interesting question. It is the question of a little girl who believes in fairy tales.
No. It's an everyone question. It's a question that everybody thinks they have the answer to until one day something happens.
Something happened.
I understand. One love for you would be like having to eat home for the rest of your life. And you'd probably like to go out to a different restaurant every chance you get.
Oh! careful now, okay?
What's that?
It is nothing.
You have something in there?
You're
hiding something?
I had nothing. Oh, excuse me.
I'm sorry. Pardonnez-moi.
No, I have to go again.
Again?
Save you a lot of money, believe me. After what we have been through together, where are you staying?
George Tank.
Nothing to declare. That is you. If they are going to stop, they always do. I meet you outside. 1 minute maximum. Go ahead.
S'il vous plaît. Votre passeport et votre billet d'avion.
Ah oui, bien sûr.
Vous pouvez ouvrir votre sac?
Oui, avec plaisir.
Attendez-moi. Laissez tomber, c'est pas la peine.
Qu'est-ce que tu fous là?
Qu'est-ce que tu crois? Qu'un flic, ça prend pas de vacances? Rendez-lui ses papiers.
Ah! Louise est là, regarde. Ah, ben voilà.
Merci Jean-Paul. Je t'appelle lundi et on boit un coup.
Mais non! On va pas attendre lundi, tu viens. Hein?
J'ai quelque chose de.
Quoi?
Bien, on y va.
Ok. Attention. Allez.
Papa, pourquoi tu fais une affaire du monsieur?
Pour la même raison que je viens te border dans ton lit, mon petit lapin. Les gens qu'on aime, il faut parfois les protéger contre eux-mêmes.
Oh, il n'y a que mes affaires.
C'est vrai que t'es un bandit.
Un bandit?
Ouais. Moi? T'as dit que tu lui as sauvé la vie.
Oui, c'est vrai. Regarde, tu vois cette petite cicatrice? Eh bien, Luc l'a empêché d'aller de là jusque là. Mais c'est pas un bandit. C'est ce que je me tue à lui dire. À gauche, Louise!
Oui, madame?
Yes, bonjour. Do you speak any English?
Of course, madame. This is Georges V. That's a backpacker's hovel.
Hovel. Of course not. Could you tell me which room Charlie Lytton is staying in, please? Dr. Charles Lytton, he's expecting me.
I'm afraid, no.
No?
No, madame. Perhaps madame could try the courtesy phone.
Well, madame has tried the courtesy phone. Do not disturb.
Ah.
Look, I just spent 7 hours on an airplane crossing an ocean. I'm tired and I'm hungry and I just want to see my fiancé now. Are you going to help me or not?
Madame, it is my duty as concierge to vigorously safeguard the privacy of our guests. And if our guests need safeguarding from their own fiancés, well, after all, unlike some countries, France is not a nation of puritanical hypocrites.
Hey, I just gave you 100 francs.
Oui, madame, and I took it, merci. And if there is anything else I can do to help, please let me know.
You are American, no?
For the moment.
Well, forgive me for intruding, but I saw you sitting here looking a little sad. Why should such a beautiful woman look so sad, I ask myself?
Have you got an hour?
As a matter of fact, always. Let me help you to forget your sadness and remember that you are in Paris, city of love.
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
Can you urinate with someone standing right behind you?
I think I could manage it. Are you going to be the someone?
Me? No, that's not what I meant.
So? You would like that I arrange for someone else to stand next to me? Could be arranged. Perhaps Pierre, Monique. You have a face of an angel. But I'm delighted to find the mind is a little devil.
Look, mister, this is going to get you nowhere. I am sitting here waiting to meet my fiancé, and if he sees you bothering me, if he sees you even talking to me, he's going to walk right over here, and he is going to...
Dans le métro.
Non, c'est fini ce temps-là, tu sais. Regarde, maintenant j'ai le costume, tu vois, faut que j'amortisse.
Charlie. Hey, you said you'd give me a ride. You sit. Where are we?
In your hotel. Come, I take you to your room. Shut up. Je m'en occupe.
I don't have a room. Someone has taken my room. Someone in 4-inch heels, a red dress. Oh, my God. My bags.
What?
My bags are gone.
What do you mean they are gone? They can't be gone. How can they be gone?
What are you looking under there for? I didn't lose my keys. I lost my suitcase.
C'est pas possible. Where did you put them down?
Well,
think.
I fainted right there. Oh, my money, my passport, my vitamins.
May I be of service? Non, c'est bagages. Monsieur, je ne sais pas ce qui s'est passé. Vous ne me dites que les bagages de madame ont été volés dans votre hôtel.
What happened?
How could you let this happen?
Hey! What is your problem? They are my bags.
But you could... Well, because I'm upset because it is my country and this is a scandal. Well, do you remember anything before you fainted?
I was sitting here and then that guy came and talked to me and then... I saw
your... Oh, here we go again. Here, sit. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in.
I'm breathing. You know, all men are bastards.
Well, not all. I mean, some are just trying to help.
You know, I never thought I'd be the kind of woman to say this, but it's true. All men are bastards.
The guy who was talking to you, he was...
A bastard. A Eurotrash and Armani kind of bastard.
He was wearing a black suit with a yellow shirt.
Yeah.
Nah.
You know him?
Come.
Oh, of course you know him. All you bastards know each other. Bastard.
All right, all right. You wait here. I go get my car, and we go get your stuff, okay?
Il pourra faire ce qu'il veut quand il sera plus amoureux. Il pourra vivre sa vie lorsque tu en auras plus envie. Et ne laisse pas tes yeux en l'air, l'air est pollué, mon petit frère. Et ne laisse pas tes yeux en l'air, l'air est pollué, mon petit frère.
Who stole my bags?
Bob Dylan.
Oh, wow.
Oui, ma.
Now, why are you helping me?
Why? Because I like you. I do. But I don't like the way that you say on the plane with your face all scrunched up. You're French, aren't you? I don't like the way you say with your eyes all squinty. All men are bastards.
Scrunched?
Please, don't break the car, okay? Okay, so I try to understand. He tells you he has met this woman. Huh? No, not this goddess. He breaks your heart. He
hurts me.
He humiliates you. Okay, and then so you come here to Paris so that he can do it again. But this time, right in your face.
No. No, no. I come to Paris to get back the man that I love. Is that so hard to understand even for a person such as yourself?
Yeah, okay, and meanwhile, his lover...
Don't ever use that word again.
He's a bastard woman. She's feeling something else, maybe.
Once he saw me, myself, moi, everything would change. The spell would be broken. Oh, what, you don't think I could change his mind? I could. I would remind him of our life together. We had a wonderful, perfect life together.
Evidently.
We were happy. I've never been so happy.
When someone tells me they are happy, my ass begins to twitch.
And we had plans, okay? We had plans for a home and a family. I would remind him of that, too.
He was obviously very attached to them.
If all else failed?
Get down on your knees and beg?
It's possible.
Oh, now I can see it. There is the goddess, standing next to Charlie, in her negligee, and you are there on your knees, begging. Poor Charlie. Tough decision.
Hello!
I didn't beg.
No, you fainted.
Laisse tomber.
Luc, c'était où?
Ça va?
Alors,
I see how far you'd go for the love of your life.
If you know so much about men and women, how come there was no one at the airport to greet you?
Oh, please. I'm finished with women, okay?
But you haven't found the right one?
I have found plenty of them, believe me.
Oh, then you're afraid of commitment.
I'm not afraid of anything.
No, I know what your problem is. You have no staying power.
What do you mean?
You can't stick it out.
What are you talking about?
It's obvious.
It is?
You are afraid of commitment.
Commitment? Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you meant...
What did you think I was talking about?
Nothing. It's okay.
Oh, this problem.
Not a problem.
For you, Luke? Every man goes through that. I mean, Charlie never did, but, you know, it's usually an issue of self-esteem.
It's just a very recent phenomenon, okay? I've been under a lot of pressure recently. Soon, it will all be over. And then, zip, boom... Bonjour! I'm back in business, okay?
voir.
Bonjour, Luc.
Tu as déjà rencontré mon ami Kate, je crois.
Hello again.
Où est le reste?
Je l'ai compris.
What about my money and my passport?
She forget the passport.
Forget the passport. He stole the passport. First thing to go.
What about my suitcase and my clothes? Ask him about my vitamins.
Ces fringues, elles sont où?
Monique, je les ai données à Monique.
Monique?
What? What did you say? What?
He threw them away.
No, thank you.
Ça va, c'est tout. Tout le reste, tout.
Force. Ça.
Ça va. Thank you. Bye, bye, bye. Il est là.
You hit a plant in my bag.
Not just a plant, it is a vine.
And that's why you're helping me. You don't give a shit about me.
Look, I'm sorry you lost all your stuff, but you know, it was not me who stole it.
What if I had gotten stopped at customs? Did you ever think of that? What would have happened then?
But don't be ridiculous. People like you, they don't stop. I mean, why do you think I choose you? Look at you. You would declare a pack of chewing gum. Please, don't ever, ever. Never touch my vine. You don't understand this. This is my future. With this van, I'm going to make a great vineyard, and I'm going to get out of this shithole.
Donnez-moi un break. You can't make a vineyard out of one vine.
No. Not one vine. I take this little American vine, I mix it with some others, and then I make something new. Avec les boutures,
I don't care. I don't care. Why am I listening to you? It's bullshit. Everything with you is bullshit.
Okay, fine. Go home. Find yourself a nice little boy you can boss around. Only be careful. Don't let him out of your sight for more than 3 minutes.
And how am I supposed to do that? I have no money, no ticket, no passport.
Here, take this.
No.
Please.
I don't want your money.
No, it is yours. It is what he got for your stuff.
I don't want your money. Now go away. Stop following me.
Okay. Au revoir. Bonne chance. Foiré de Bob. Quel collier! Quel collier! J'ai vendu de collier, écoute! Je sais pas où il est resté dans le sac! Oh, saleté!
Più ti lega questi luoghi, neanche questi fiori azzurri, via, via, neanche questo tempo grigio, pieno di musiche e di uomini che ti sono piaciuti. It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, good job, baby, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, I dream of you. Chips, chips, do 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 do, chibum chibum bum, do 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 do. Yeah, yeah, vieni via con me. Entra in questo amore buio, non perderti per niente al mondo. Via, via, non perderti per niente al mondo. Lo spettacolo d'arte varia di uno innamorato di te. It's wonderful, that's wonderful, that's wonderful. Good luck, my baby, that's wonderful, that's wonderful. It's wonderful, I dream of you. Chips, chips.
I see that you're currently a resident of Canada in the process of applying for Canadian citizenship.
My fiancé is Canadian.
Let me ask you something. You no longer want to be an American. But you expect me to give you a new passport?
Is this a trick question?
I'll need a copy of your Canadian resident visa before I can process your application. Next.
Okay. So how it works is I ask you a question and you comment. You weren't supposed to leave Canada, eh?
Yeah, I know that. I do. But an emergency situation arose and I needed to... What are you writing down?
Well, why didn't you request permission to leave for your emergency?
Well, I should have. I realize that now. But an emergency, by definition, really doesn't give you the time. See, thing is, sir, I want to be a Canadian more than anything. I want to be just like you. It's home, so please believe me. I just want to go home. What's that?
Oh. Okay. Have you ever been convicted of a felony?
No. Yes. Okay. Okay, I was at Lonnie Templeton's house and somebody handed me a... All right, I knew it wasn't a cigarette. It was a peer pressure. Peer pressure is a terrible thing when you're a girl in college.
Sure, I understand. See, the thing is that we just received this letter from a Sergeant Patton at the American Embassy, and it says here that you were once convicted for possession of a narcotic.
Is marijuana really a narcotic? I mean, it was just the one time, and I didn't even enjoy it. You know, I mean, I inhaled, but then I was coughing, and I was hacking away for like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
You do?
Well, the point is that you didn't include this information in your application for Canadian citizenship, paragraph 5, article 1. Okay. Oh, this is where I tell you that your request for a new residence visa has been denied.
He's not going to marry her. Now tell me everything you know.
They're going to somewhere in the south of France to meet her parents, and then they're going to get married before they come back to Toronto. We're not even invited. That I go.
Lily, now listen, okay? This is very important. Very important. You have to tell me exactly where they're going and when, all right? Now just ask Mom, all right? She has it all written down, probably.
Okay.
Are you still supposed to be calling her mom?
Lily!
Okay.
Go ask Mom!
Mom!
Kate, is that you, sweetheart? I've got all the information written down, but I think you can still get him at the hotel in Paris.
Oh, my God, she's crying.
It's okay, I'm not crying. I'm gonna get him back, Mom. I'm gonna get him back, and I'm gonna make him love me, and we are gonna live happily ever after. And I'm just crying now in happiness. Because I know I will triumph.
Now, what do they call the beaches?
La Côte d'Azur.
What does that mean?
The Blue Coast.
Oh, the Blue Coast, lying there next to you.
And we're gonna land in Nice.
Nice?
Yes.
Nice.
Bob, tu connais la musique. Si le petit poisson veut rester dans la mare, il faut qu'il dise au pêcheur où trouver un plus gros poisson que lui.
Oui, laisse tomber, parce que je fais pas dans la balance.
Je te parle pas de balance. Te mélange pas à un signe astrologique. À qui tu refourgues les passeports?
Hi there, c'est moi.
Welcome back, madame, to the Georges V.
It's incredible how you do that. The words come out, welcome back, but the meaning is completely different. What's the deal? Is it a French thing or a concierge thing?
As madame wishes.
You did it again. Tell me something, because I don't get it. Do you enjoy being in that room? Because when you do that, it just gets underneath my skin, and it makes me completely insane!
Thank you, madame, for the fascinating lesson in our cultural differences. I'm sure it would not betray my duty now to inform you that your fiancé and his friend are no longer our guests.
Well, whose guests would they be now?
Carlton Hotel will have that happy privilege when they arrive in Cannes tomorrow. Perhaps madame wishes to catch the last train tonight out of Paris? I could arrange for a taxi very quickly.
Yes, thank you.
Bon, tu vas te mettre à table, oui ou merde?
Il y a un pote à toi qui vient de rentrer des États-Unis.
Ah ouais?
Luc Tessier. Tu le connais?
Ah oui.
Tu devrais lui parler d'un collier, ça va sûrement t'intéresser. Il est pas loin, il est juste derrière toi. Get down.
Allez.
Qu'est-ce qu'on dit?
Allons-y.
Come to make peace with your people.
So you're still after Charlie. It is incredible. I admire your persistence. It's so American.
I am not an American. I am a soon-to-be ex-American Canadian.
May I help you with your bag? No, maybe not. You know, I am feeling some very strange emotions for me. Guilt, remorse. My self-esteem is rock bottom. I'm trying to think, what can I possibly do to say I'm sorry?
Shut up! Wait. You haven't spent 60 seconds with me when you weren't after something, so what is it this time? Buy, sell, or trade?
Wait, it is so true! I used you a lot. You helped me to get my vine, and I left you with nothing. So now I ask myself, what can I possibly do to make it up to you? And so now I am here for you.
Typical.
Myself, what I can possibly do to make it up to you. So I buy this ticket. Voilà, here I am for you.
You go, you promise one thing, you do something else, so why should I believe anything you say?
Because I have no reason to lie now. Do I look like the kind of guy who would leave
you
Paris?
You look like the kind of guy who steals the liquor bottles that you get on the airplane. You look like the kind of guy who offers a girl a ride then has to steal a car in order to give it to her. You look like the kind of guy who puts a plant in a person's bag.
Okay, get the picture.
Hey, this is a no-smoking compartment.
Okay, I stop. Voila, for you. See, I'm changing, I'm growing. We help each other.
No, I don't need your help.
No? Do you have a plan for when you see Charlie? Still no? You're going into a battle and you have no strategy, no armor, no bullshit.
Well, I don't need bullshit to get Charlie back.
Just a little. It might be handy. For me, bullshit is like breathing. I stay. I help you. I promise. Okay?
Do what you want. It's a free country, isn't it?
Oui. Is that Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Can I? How did you meet?
At a party. I'd just come to Toronto on a teaching exchange. We started talking, and I had this feeling about him. Same for him. It wasn't exactly a thunderclap or a lightning bolt. It was more like a...
light drizzle?
You really, honestly, never had that feeling about anybody in your whole entire life, honestly?
If I did, I would not admit it. His chin looks a little weak, if you ask me.
It doesn't, and I didn't, and why wouldn't you admit a feeling like that?
Why should I? Look where this got you.
Well, maybe if you did, you wouldn't have that little problem we're not supposed to talk about.
It's not a problem. It's just a temporary...
There is something in his eyes. Vain. It is a word, no?
It is a word. He has beautiful eyes.
Oh, and he knows it. You can see it in his smile. Not even a smile. A smirk. It is a word.
Shut up. Is it a word?
Two words, no? Why are you chasing after him after what he's done to you?
Because I love him. And I'm afraid that if he doesn't come back, that I'll... It'll hurt so much that I'll just shrivel up and I'll never be able to love anyone ever again.
You say that now, but after a time, you would forget. First, you would forget his chin, and then his nose, and after a while, you would struggle to remember the exact color of his eyes, and one day you wake up and he's gone. His voice, his smell, his face. He would have left you, and then you can begin again.
And I haven't eaten this stuff in years. You don't look like you got much sleep last night.
A cafe?
Well, for some reason, I just feel incredibly refreshed. I had this dream last night, which I couldn't remember really, but... You know when you have a dream that is just delicious and you wake up and you feel all kind of transformed? God, it's beautiful here. Yeah. Did you know... There are 452 official government cheeses in this country. Don't you think that's incredible? To come up with 452 ways of classifying what is basically a bacterial process?
You would prefer one cheese and one cheeseburger to put it on and one restaurant to eat it in?
I'm saying I like the cheese. God. What side of the train did you wake up on? God, it's beautiful here. Well, what's that, French? You don't think it's beautiful here? You don't think this is beautiful? What?
I was born here.
Really? was so beautiful, so charming.
Oui, it was too beautiful for me. I had to leave.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, God.
I'm going to die.
What did she say?
Oh, don't say it. Stop that rocking. Stop the rocking.
I can't stop the rocking. It's the train.
It's here. The mucus is here.
The mucus?
The mucus is coating the intestinal wall. Spasm! Spasm!
No. Look at the scenery. How beautiful. You see the cows over there?
Oh, please, not the cows.
Not the cows.
Oh, I just ate that cow. There it is. Here we go. Lactose intolerance!
Jacques Taran.
Non.
Je te connais. Philippe Casal?
Non.
Michel Desbordes.
Écoute, papy, je ne connais pas. Fous-moi la mer.
You are feeling better now, hein?
Better.
Cow is all gone.
When's the next train?
Not for tomorrow hours.
Good. I need to walk.
Oh, no. Bad idea. You sit. We wait for the train. You rest.
Gotta walk.
Luc Tessier. Voilà.
My stomach is so sensitive. It's where I put all my stress. Oh! Beautiful. Gorgeous. Wish you were here. Wow. How long since you've been back?
About 6 years.
6 years? Oh, is your family a nightmare or something?
You know, I don't really want to talk about it, okay?
I'm a healthy person, someone who expresses what they're feeling inside. Express, not repress.
In that case, you must be one of the healthiest people in the world.
Now, why shut me out? You know what happens to people who shut everybody out?
They lead quiet, peaceful lives?
No. They fester.
Fester? I am festering.
Inside. Fester and rot. I've seen it happen. They'll become one of those hunched back, lonely old men sitting in the corner of a crowded cafe mumbling to yourself, "My ass is twitching. Your people make my ass twitch."
Qu'est-ce que tu fous ici?
Hey!
Attends
quoi?
Attends, je dans 5 minutes! Quoi, t'as dit? Tu peux pas revenir ici! Venir ici, non plus! T'en veux encore?
Merde!
T'en veux encore? Viens!
Who's
that?
My brother.
Your brother?
My brother Antoine. Antoine, this is Kate. C'est fini. Au revoir.
What's happening?
All of this vineyard is Antoine's. It has been in our family for 3 generations. It is who we are, what we do. But for Antoine, I don't know. He's always sober.
That's a bad thing.
He makes the wine, but he never drinks it.
You always drink it. Now, why isn't part of this yours?
My father, when he retired, he left it to Antoine and me. But now it is all Antoine's.
I don't get it.
You see, to make a great wine, you must have a little bit the soul of a gambler.
You like to drink, and you like to gamble?
Sometimes I would lose a lot. Sometimes I would lose to Antoine, my dog, my first car.
This vineyard?
Oui, this vineyard. It was one night he got me very drunk. You must understand, I owed him a lot of money. But he knew what he was doing.
What was he doing?
I lost all of it. One hand of poker.
You lost your birthright in one hand of poker.
I'm an asshole. What can I tell you?
So that's why he hates you and you hate him.
Oui. That and I slept with his wife.
What about your parents and the rest of your family?
No, there is nothing between us. It's all over. Finished.
What if you try it again?
It's not possible. They hate me. They despise me. They...
Hey, tu te souviens? C'est toi, fils?
Papa.
Had to grow up here. Show me your room. What's this?
It is a project they did long time ago in school.
What is it?
All right, I will tell you, but first you must... Take some lime. Can you describe it? The taste?
It's a nice red wine.
I think you can do better.
A bold wine with a hint of sophistication and lacking in pretension. Actually, I was just talking about myself.
No, you are not wrong. Wine is like people. The vine takes all the influences and life all around it. It absorbs them and it gets its personality. Here. Smell.
Rosemary. Some kind of mushroom?
Very good. Currant, cassis, mint, lavender. They're all in the ground here and in the air. Now, taste the wine again. Close your eyes.
The currant. I can taste that right away. And from the brown bottle. Lavender. Incredible. And you made this box.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. Thanks.
No one comes here anymore. The guy who had this place, he gave up a long time ago.
Look. You see this earth? It's been resting. Now it's good. One day I'm going to buy this land, and I'm going to make a great wine. Right here on this wreck of a vineyard.
So you'd risk everything for this?
Oi.
Do anything to have it.
Oi.
Get down on your knees and beg.
Oi.
What makes you so different from me? Admit it. Not much.
Okay, I admit.
It's beautiful here.
I will help you get your Charlie back. If you want him back, we'll get him back, like I promised.
Something, Luke. How do you plan to buy that vineyard? You must have some kind of plan, some strategy.
I had a plan, but it did not work out.
It didn't work out?
No.
What was the plan?
I had something to sell.
Something? Like what? Stocks, bonds, little bag of plutonium?
It doesn't matter. I lost it.
You lost it? With me, I'd have some kind of backup plan. Bullshit to fall back on. Something perhaps maybe a little bit like this.
Oh.
Are you coming?
Lesson number one. Before going into a war, you must choose carefully the field of battle.
Uh-huh.
Also, never let Charlie see how much you desire him.
Uh-huh.
Never tell someone that you want him.
You see that?
What?
What's that? That house. Juliet did that. I remember that perfectly.
The bout is one of the French women's greatest weapons.
What's so great about that?
It's provocative. It puts the man in a constant state of excitement and anxiety. She knows how to say yes when she means no, no when she means yes. Do you understand?
No.
You don't?
Gotcha.
Now, most important, when Charlie sees you, he will be expecting a big scene, a drama.
Huh.
You will not give him the satisfaction. This will make him immediately intrigued.
Wait. Luke.
What?
Look. Look what I found. It made me think of you.
Oh.
Monsieur Antoine Tessier.
Ouais.
Et comment désirez-vous régler, monsieur?
Next weekend. swear I just saw Kate.
I'm sure it's just your imagination.
Il y a quelque chose qui ne va pas?
Non, non, tout va bien.
Jimmy, what does your father do?
Well, he's a doctor, like me. Except he's a psychiatrist. I'll be right back.
Please, Charlie, sit down. My parents are working.
Yes, I know, I'm sure. I just saw Kate.
Mais non, arrête. Come with me now.
You really don't understand a word I tell you. How can I help you win back this ridiculous man if you act like a clown?
It was an accident, okay? I wasn't expecting to see him right then. Sucking up to her parents. In that outfit. Ugh! And did you see her? Huh? Cutting her food into the tiny little chewable pieces like that.
Oh, yeah, I saw her. She was,
She was what?
Oh, she was,
Okay. I know what you're saying. I'm not sexy enough.
No, I did not say anything.
You're supposed to be this pouty little girl who says yes when she means no, and no when she means yes, and I cannot do it, okay? Happy, smile, sad, frown. Use the corresponding face for the corresponding emotion. But you, no, you want a mysterious, sexy, manipulative...
It is not me who wants it. I don't want it.
Well, what do you want?
I want you...
You want me?
I want you to, make Charlie suffer. To be tempted. I want you to make him feel like even though you are right there in front of him, he can't have you. That's all.
Dick.
Oui.
Do you,
Oui.
Do you think I still have a chance with Charlie after what happened in the restaurant?
Yes, of course. And tomorrow we will turn your mistake to our advantage.
We will?
Because he will still be wondering, did he see you? He will be like a ghost, a phantom, a
and it will infect them, their rapport.
Well, when do I confront him?
Just when they are starting to look comfortable again.
Oh.
Then you attack.
Kate!
Hi! Hi! Ah. Can I sit with you guys?
But of course, please have a seat.
Pardonnez-moi. Pay no attention to me. No! You must be Juliet.
Yes, I am Juliet.
Let me take a good look at the woman who stole my Charlie's little heart.
I did not steal anything that didn't want to be stolen.
Ooh! Ouch! She's smart, Charlie. And beautiful and probably great at everything.
Look, Kate.
No, Charlie, really, relax. I didn't come here for a fight, honestly. Hello, waiter. Hi. I don't speak much French, so bear with me. I'm like a sea breeze. Does that translate?
Sea breeze, bien, madame.
The key to French waiters, if you're nice to them, they treat you like shit. Treat them like shit, they love you. Julien, s'il vous plaît, la carotte.
Voilà.
Merci. What?
Nothing, no. You seem so different.
No. Charlie, I'm going through some sort of transitional thing. See, after you called, I decided to get on a plane to Paris and get you back. And I hate to fly. In fact, I never fly. Isn't that right, Charlie?
Yes.
But I told myself there is no way that everything I've been building toward would be destroyed because some pouty little, and this is before I knew you personally, bitch, pardon my French, wanted to steal herself a husband. So I bought the ticket, got on the plane, and somehow made it over the big blue ocean. And then the most extraordinary thing happened.
What?
Everything went wrong. So, yeah, I was wandering the streets of Paris, penniless, without a hope in the world. And let me tell you, you can do a lot of soul searching in a time like that. And I realized that I've spent most of my adult life trying to protect myself from exactly this situation. And you can't do it. There's no home safe enough. There's no country nice enough. There's no relationship secure enough. You're just setting yourself up for an even bigger fall and having an incredibly boring time in the process. Sorry, Charlie. Oh, thank you. And that's when I took up with Luke.
Luke?
Luke. Oh!
There he is.
Luke! Come on over. I want you to meet some great people. Ah, Luke, the lovely Juliet.
Enchanté.
Enchanté.
Charlie, Luke.
Enchanté. Sweetie pie?
Oui.
Oh là 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 là. Voilà, maintenant je comprends tout. What did you say?
I don't know. He doesn't speak much English, but we seem to manage just fine.
You do?
Yeah. I think it's that transitional thing, you know, to help me get over us. I mean, that's probably what it is, but what the hell?
Oh, je dois la mer. Baise, profonde, mystérieuse. Si. Pleine de poissons.
C'est pas? What does he do?
Besides what we do together? I don't think he does anything at all. Huh. Oh, that was so great!
Hi there. You were fantastic. Incredible. They were completely destroyed.
Oh, that was amazing. I just feel released.
Now, tonight, you will have a dinner with Charlie, pretending to work out the details of the breakup. By tomorrow, I promise you, you will be queen of the castle again. We must celebrate some wine, champagne, you say. Ah, don't move.
Okay.
A beautiful day to be in Cannes, isn't it, Kate?
I'm sorry, do we know each other?
No, but we have a mutual acquaintance, Luc Tessier. That's why I come talk to you about necklace.
The necklace. He was silly and he didn't declare it. Will it be a large penalty that he'll have to pay?
So why don't you just arrest him?
I'm old-fashioned. I owe him a large debt, much bigger than the debt of money. So I ask you to talk to him. The necklace can be returned to me tomorrow, anonymously.
He'll never agree.
He must. Call me tomorrow. Really is a beautiful day. I hope you're able to enjoy it.
This is where I will sell my necklace tomorrow.
Your necklace?
Why my necklace? It was my grandmother's necklace. She lived in San Francisco. When she died, she left it to me.
Okay, sure. Why not? Luke, what if I sell the necklace?
You, what do you mean? Why?
Why? Because I am me and you are you. I mean, if I go into Cartier...
All dressed up, looking just so. Smiling your little smile, walking your little walk. That would be better. Thank you.
What do you mean, my little walk?
The way you walk, you know. It is like a woman, but also like a little girl.
No, it's not.
You want something to drink?
Okay, great. I'll be out in a second. Well, I left the store downstairs.
You look wonderful. Was it expensive? You charged it to the room. No problem. I only wish my brother could see you. Tony needs one thing. You will wear this tonight.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
I insist. It will be your charm. Your good luck charm.
Berce mon cœur d'une langue monotone.
Who is the goddess now? Now, we practice.
I will be Charlie.
I'll be Kate.
So. We are dancing. I realize how much I need you. I am thinking I am an idiot, a chinless, mindless,
okay.
Stupid...
Okay, I get the idea.
So we are dancing. She is... It's all right. Now, what do you say to me?
I don't know anymore.
You don't?
I don't know when to stop pretending. When do I tell him that...
That you love only him, but still you want him. You will know the moment. You will tell him, and that will be that. You know what I am going to do for you to ensure victory?
What's that?
Juliet.
Juliet.
She will be feeling a little sad tonight, a little angry, a little vulnerable. I will find her and I will comfort her.
Well, I wouldn't want you to do anything too unpleasant.
I do it for you.
Well, what about your little...
My little problem will not be such a problem tonight. Suddenly I'm feeling like you. Relaxed. I will go to her, I will find her and talk to her.
Let's just dance. Berce mon cœur d'une langue monotone.
I keep the bonsai. The lamp we got in New York is yours. The love seat in the living room. Tell me if you think this is crazy. What if we got a chainsaw and just right down the middle, my two chairs?
Can we not talk about this? It's just so depressing, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's business, Charlie. This is the business of breaking up. You know, if you can't handle it, I could just have a yard sale and send you half the cash.
You must save me.
No, I don't. The CDs will be tough, though. Why don't you just let me have the CDs?
You don't hate me?
No, oh, I did, Charlie. I really did, but... Now...
Okay.
Sweetie, are you crying?
No. I just feel so totally horribly guilty.
Oh, well, listen, don't feel guilty, because then I'll start feeling guilty that I made you feel guilty. And... You know, actually, that was the old me, wasn't it? Just feel guilty. Swim in it till your fingers get all pruny.
You're amazing. You really are. Dance with me. Just one last dance. Please.
Vous avez raison. Il a un menton fuyant. Et des fois, j'ai envie de le taper.
Tu perds ton temps. Il n'est pas fiable.
Mais pas du tout. C'est un homme remarquable. Si tendre. Pas comme ceux d'un Français. Enfin, vous comprenez.
Oh oui, je comprends.
Comment as-tu pu me faire ça? Je ne comprends pas. Ça ne devrait pas m'arriver. Il y a un an, ça ne me serait jamais arrivé. Il devrait être avec moi, dans ma chambre. Et elle, elle attendrait toute la nuit.
Oui, j'imagine.
Regarde-moi, s'il te plaît. Et dis-moi ce que tu vois.
You seem so different, but the same. And it's like somebody turned a light on inside you. Why wasn't it me?
Je vais te laisser ouvrir, ça me fait du bien. Ça va pas plus loin. Je vais pas voir derrière puisque je viens. Vivons des moments. Le dernier vers du chéri, mon amour. J'ai bonne nuit. Tous les jours se ressemblent à présent. Tu m'aimes en terrible avant. La 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 la.
Papa?
Non, en fait, ça va plutôt bien. Wait a second. Just again. I must be insane.
Luc.
Oh, Kit.
Qu'est-ce que tu viens de dire?
À cette Kate?
Stop.
Yeah,
I'm
dry.
Ow. Charlie.
Oh,
I said stop.
Ow. God, what?
Oh. Charlie.
What? What?
Why wasn't it you who turned on the light? The big shining Kate light that burns so bright now that you just can't resist dumping your new girlfriend for your old one?
What?
12 hours ago, all you wanted was Juliet.
Juliet? She's wonderful. Exciting. And when I met her,
I wasn't thinking. But sometimes you just do things. You don't think about them. You just need to do them. Do what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I was afraid. Afraid of where we were headed. You know, I was afraid of getting married.
Charlie.
Hmm?
You weren't afraid of getting married to her. You know, no matter what I might seem like tonight, it's still the same old me from yesterday you'd wind up with tomorrow. The same old me who wants the home and the family, who wants to plant some roots and see them grow.
You want to be a farmer? Sorry.
There's just one thing I don't want anymore. Sorry, Charlie.
Yeah, it's open.
Good morning.
Morning.
So did it go? What happened?
Well, he wants to come back.
Congratulations.
What about you, the old bull back in business?
Olé.
Better get going. Cartier is waiting.
You said the egg?
Nest egg.
Oui. It was wired from your bank in Toronto this morning, and Cartier has agreed to issue the check in exchange. The illusion is complete.
Thank you.
Why are you doing this? You're not with Luc. You'll probably never see him again. I must come to Canada someday. You're very sympathetic people.
Well, I'm not really a Canadian. In fact, I'm currently without country.
Just out of curiosity, what is it worth?
I would say over $100,000.
$45,782. What did this is not possible. Wow. Why did I listen to you and you literally walked it off?
Well, he said there was a flaw.
A flaw?
Well, some flaws.
Some flaws.
Right. They were beautiful diamonds, but officially there are these flaws. Sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay?
Well, it is, not as much as I was hoping, but it is enough to buy the land and to start the planting. It will take longer, maybe 6 years before we have a decent bottle, but thank you. Thank you very much. You're my angel of luck. Who would have thought it?
Go. Charlie's waiting.
Un petit malin a payé sa note d'hôtel avec une carte de crédit volée. Il a fallu que j'arrange l'affaire.
L'amour, c'est pas ça.
Qu'est-ce que t'en sais? Pourquoi ça t'intéresse, une vraie histoire d'amour? Parce que j'en connais une de bien chouette.
Ouais. Et tu dis bien?
Ça, je ne sais pas. Je vais te la raconter et tu trouveras la fin toi-même.
Moi-même?
Oui. Imagine un avion.
Afraid to fly anymore? You are thinking of your little stone cottage?
It's on a hillside next to a beautiful vineyard. But that's not really what I'm thinking about.
What are you thinking about?
You.
I am thinking you should not be flying anywhere.
I shouldn't?
In fact, I am sure of it.
You are?
I'm thinking I want you.
You want me?
That's all. I want you.
And hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is love, the unrose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see love, the unrose. When you press me to your heart. And in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always bleed. Love the unrose.
song again.
What song?
The Bobby Darin song.
Oh, no, no, it's not Bobby Darin.
Yeah, the Bobby Darin song.
Chartrenet.
No, song.
No. La Mer. It is La Mer.
Well, maybe your guy covered it for Bobby.
No, just, it is a French song.
Just, look, could you just sing the song?
La Mer. On va danser le long des golfes clairs à des reflets d'argent, à même des reflets changeants sous la pluie. Voyez près des étangs ces grands roses au milieu. Voyez ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons ruinées. La mer les a bercés. Le nom des golfes clairs est une chanson d'amour. La mer a percé mon cœur où la vie.
Like you. Sir!